Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Worth hearing.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo, the senior prophet and founder, Air Fire Ministry Incorporated. This is Divine Encounter Program. You are highly welcome. This is a program where you come one-on-one with the Word of God, where you encounter the power of His Word, where the Word of the Lord come alive in your spirit, where the impossible become possible through the power of His Word, where you know your right and your place in the power of God as a child of God. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Keep listening to this message. Enjoy it and stay blessed. God bless you.
Exodus chapter 3. Yes.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock of to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not near here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians.
I know their sorrows. The Lord knows what you are going through. I know their sorrow. The Lord understands the situation more than you can think. And I have calmed down. And I have calmed down. There is no one that can help you better than your God. There is no one that can answer your cry more than God. When you take your situation to man, man's power has limitations. But Jesus has no limit. Jesus has no limit. I have seen how much these people have suffered. I have seen how long they have been in bondage. I have seen how long they have been suffering and they have been tied down. I have seen what they have suffered and all they have gone through. No matter what you have been going through in the hands of the enemy, you are coming out today in the name of Jesus. The Lord will settle your case. I say the Lord will settle your case.
Amen.
The Lord will settle your case.
Amen.
All their sons and daughters have been born into slavery. They all grow up to know that they are slaves. Just as many used to grow up in suffering, in hardship, and in problems in their family. And they believe that this is their family pattern. You are coming out of that pattern.
Amen.
What nobody has never been able to change in your family, your story will change their story.
Amen.
I say your whole story will change the entire story of your family.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have seen what they are going through. I have seen their pain. I have heard their cry. I have seen what they are going through in the hand of the oppressor. What oppressors has done to their life. No wonder Ecclesiastes 7:7 says, surely an oppression make a wise man mad. I have seen their pain. Somebody here today, hear the word of the Lord. Your pain will attract divine attention.
Amen.
Your pain will attract divine intervention.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please sit down. Please sit down.
And I have come down to settle the case. Today is your divine settlement. You have prayed for long, you have not seen answer. You have waited for long, you have not seen answer. People are mocking your faith and mocking your trust in the Lord. They have mocked you to the extent they say, let me carry you out. If your God cannot do it, there is a Baba somewhere that can do it. The Lord said, I should tell you, in this month of January, you will obtain your divine settlement. No matter how long the situation must have been, the Lord have heard your cry. The Lord have seen your pain. And the Lord by himself has come down. Your divine settlements have arrived. Yes.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
Yes.
Which are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. For I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to bring them out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites. And
the Lord will lead you to your place of destiny.
Amen.
Do you know that wrong location can make your life never to be settled? Do you know that wrong location can make you to suffer? Wrong location will make you never to have the right allocation meant for your life. Where you are not meant to be, the enemy has placed you. The Lord is bringing you out of that place.
Amen.
I have come to bring them out and take them into the Canaan land. Not into a just land, but a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Land flowing with milk and honey symbolizes a land that is filled with blessings and prosperity. Divine settlement. Divine settlement. So what is divine settlement? God's divine intervention in the life of someone that led to the restoration or fulfillment of your destiny. God's divine intervention in a situation that is beyond your capacity. God's divine intervention in the problem that is beyond your power to solve. God's divine intervention in some areas of your life where you have given up. God's divine intervention in the matter that has become an insult to your life and family. God's divine intervention in the day of the oppressors. God's divine intervention in the hours when the oppressors become overpowerful against your life. God's divine intervention that gave you a voice where you were voiceless before. God's divine intervention that take you from nothing to somebody. God's divine intervention that restore you when everybody were expecting you to die of that sickness. In the name of Jesus, today you shall have that divine settlement.
Amen.
You will have divine settlement.
Amen.
Your life will experience divine settlement.
Amen.
Your head will receive divine settlement.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your family will experience divine settlement.
Amen.
In this year, you will ask divine settlement.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God's divine intervention. God's divine intervention in the life of an individual or a nation that led to restoration and fulfillment of destiny. For 435 years, Israel had been a slave. For 435 years, they don't have their own identity. For 435 years, they have no freedom. For 435 years, they have no right to live the way they want. No matter how long your life has been in captivity, you are coming out this week in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, Father.
Father.
In this week. I obtain my divine settlement.
I obtain my divine settlement.
Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Divine settlement. What is divine settlement? Whatever God wrought in your life when all were lost. They were not expecting any miracle. Pharaoh had become a god over their life. Every sickness that had become a god over your health, that sickness will die.
Amen.
Every disease in your body that has become a Pharaoh, consuming your health, consuming your finance, consuming your labor, consuming everything you labor for, in this week you have entered, that Pharaoh die.
Amen.
This week, I proclaim upon your life, in the name of Jesus, your earth shall be restored. Right now, your earth is restored. Your body is restored. Your body is restored. Your body is restored. Your body is restored. In this new week, your body is restored. Your body is restored. Your head is restored.
Amen.
What God wrought in your life, when all hope seems to have been lost, that is divine settlement. That is divine settlement. When no doctor can help you, when no pastor can help you, when you cannot help yourself, trust in him, he will settle your case. Israelites never believe he will come to their aid. They never believe something new can come out of their life again. They never believe any good thing can come out of their Nazarite. They never believe their Nazarite can smile again. They never believe Messiah can come out of their life. I prophesy to every family listening to me. The pillars of your family that has fallen before, all of them shall begin to rise again. The pillars of your family and of your household, the crown son and daughters of your family that is in bondage, I release them now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. Please be seated. Whatever God wrought in your life when all hope seems to have been lost, that's divine settlement. What is divine settlement? Divine settlement is divine intervention of God in his capacity as God. Divine intervention of God in his capacity as God in your life in order to deliver you from long time bondage and affliction. He would have sent an angel, but he said, I have come down by myself. He would have sent angel Michael. What of Raphael? He has many princes. He has many archangels. He has many elders. He has many kings. He has many watchers. He has billions of angels. He has the living creator. He has many cherubim. Many seraphim. He had many holy angels. He has many beings that he has created. But because of his children, he said, these are my children's matter. I am not going to send an angel. Even if angel has to go, I will go by myself. Divine settlement is God's divine intervention in your life as God. Lift up your right hand and say, My Father,
in this 2025,
prove yourself as God in my life.
Amen.
When God arrives to prove himself, cancer cell will die. When God arrives to prove himself, insanity will die. When God arrives to prove himself, delay will expire. When God arrives to prove himself, joy will manifest. When God arrives to prove himself, there is constant and unquestionable divine settlement. When God arrives to prove himself in your life, as he did in the life of Anna, as he did in the life of Sarah, as he did to the Israelites, as he did to my life, as he did to the life of the great apostle Ayodele Joseph Babalola, he will prove himself in your life. Amen. Can I hear your sound? Amen.
Amen.
Enemy may be mocking you. Now there are times they do. When God manifests, your mockers will be the first to celebrate you. I don't care what people have said about me. I don't bother what they are saying about you. The moment your time comes, the moment your help comes, the moment the Lord appear by himself, the moment the Lord appear by himself. Psalm 126 says, when the Lord restored the captivity of Zion, they were like them that, when the Lord appear himself to you, it will look like a dream. Yes. Psalm 126, let's read it.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion.
Because he will turn your captivity this year.
Amen. We were like them that dream.
Even yourself will be too hard. It will be too difficult for you to believe that God can do this in your life.
Amen.
Yes.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
In this year, when the Lord appeared to settle your case, your mouth shall be filled with joy and laughter.
Amen. And our tongue with singing.
You will be filled with a new song.
Amen. Then said they among the heathen.
Even the enemy, yes.
The Lord has done great things for them.
When the Lord comes into your case, your enemy will be the first to know. But please, who can stop the hand of God when the Lord has chosen to lift you up?
Thank you, Lord.
Only the Lord will know. Ale jolo wo rodo ni bolove gbewo. The owner of the house said, I don't want mortar in my house. I have a mortar I don't want. I want it out of my house. Tenant say, I need it. I can be using it. In which house? When the Lord decided to show up for you, which devil, which Beelzebub, which demon, which beast can stop him? You will receive and obtain your divine settlement this year.
Amen.
Then said among the heathen, that what?
The Lord has done great things for them.
Even the enemy see that God has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us.
In this year, hear the word of the Lord. Every children of God, hear me. In this year, the Lord will do a great thing in your life.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great, 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 great and mighty things. There are great and mighty things that will come to your life through prayer. And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. The Lord has done a great thing for them. They might have been in captivity for 435 years. Concerning your life, what destroys your father will never destroy you.
Amen.
If you are the one, say the good amen.
Amen.
Divine intervention of God in his capacity as God. I believe in him. I found him. Though I still want more of him. I'm filled with him. Though I'm still hunger for him. I've seen the move of God. Though I'm still looking for more move of God. I can never be satisfied when it comes to the move and the presence of God. In this year, the Lord will satisfy you, Heli.
Amen.
Divine settlements. God's divine provision God's divine healing, God's divine deliverance, and finalization of long time awaited breakthrough. God's divine provision, like as it happened in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3. A widow, a wife of a prophet, went to meet prophet Elisha and told the man of God, "My husband is dead. I had nothing to raise my children. And before my husband left us, he went to borrow money and used my two sons as collateral. Now I am left with nothing. If you cannot help me and God will not help me, we are doomed. Our generation is gone. Those whom my husband borrowed money from, they are here to seize my children." Elijah said, "How can I help you? I am not a rich man. I am not a banker. I am not Dangote. I am not Otedola. Listen to me. Don't think you are empty. Whatever God has given to you, start with it. For you to advance this year, start with what God has deposited in your life. Start with what God has given to you. Shift your mind. Shift your mind and you will break the record. Are we together?" And the prophet asked the woman, "What did you have in your house?" He said, "I don't have anything." "You may not have copper in your pocket, but you have something in your spirit. And because of what you have in your spirit, you can speak out your miracle. Do you know that there is power in your tongue? Whatever you keep saying is what will become of you." Are we together?
Yes, sir.
When you are saying, I am poor, you will be poor. When you are saying, "Things are too hard for me, things are too hard for me," things will be hard for you. Whenever you wake up in the morning, please, the first thing you should do, prophesy into your life. Do you understand me? If the situation is negative, use your mouth to correct the situation. Can I give you a secret definition of prayer? One of the secret definition of prayer is ability to talk to yourself in the presence of God. "Father, let my life be blessed." Who am I talking to? I am talking to myself through the Holy Spirit. I am saying, "Your money, your life must be blessed by the power of God." Do you understand? Let us be positive this year. Divine settlement will not come until you believe in God. Divine settlement will not come until you put your trust in God. Divine settlement will not come until you cast your burden upon Him. Amen. And after that, what happened? The prophet asked the woman, "What did you have?" She said, "I had nothing in the house except for one bottle of oil." Tell your brother, say, "You are not empty.
You are not empty.
Look inside.
Look inside.
Look deep.
Look deep."
"But you say you have nothing. It's just a small oil. A small oil. Oh, yeah, go and borrow jerry can. Don't borrow few, borrow many. Borrow tanks, borrow pots. When you are finished borrowing from all of the area, lock the door. When you have locked the door, start pouring the oil. Start pouring the oil. After, come back to me, whatever you see." The woman started. "If it is this dispensation," you will say, "Sir, I see a bottle of oil." You say, "I should borrow jerry can. A bottle, a pot of oil." You say, "I should borrow tank." It's like as if, something not wrong with our daddy. I don't know. This man, no, they take all low, so. But what did go happen? I say I only get a part of oil. He say me I go borrow bath. Just believe, and your settlement will come. She believed. She went and borrowed all around. Bring everything into her compound and lock the door. How long will it take a pot of oil to pour? Less than 1 minute is finished. She was pouring, the oil refused to finish. She filled out the pot, yet oil did not finish. She filled out the jerry can, yet oil did not finish. She filled out her house, yet oil did not finish. Until the last drum was filled. As soon as the last drum was filled, the oil stayed. The oil did not finish. It stayed. It stopped pouring. What God has deposited in you is enough to settle your life. Until you look inside, you may never see it. Divine settlement begins from inside of you. Are we together here? And she went back to Prophet Elisha. Sir, I have seen the wonders of the Lord. My house are full of oil. What do I do next? Go and sell the oil. Pay your husband debt. The remaining oil. Use it to start your own. So, a beggar now become a giver. A poor woman now become an oil dealer. The man who owns the oil, he died not knowing the capacity of the oil he had in his house. Don't die with gift of God in you without fulfilling anything in your life. The gift of a man will make a way. This year you will be settled.
Amen.
For prayer, counseling, fellowship, and one-on-one prophetic encounter with our man of God, Prophet Israel Lomoniyi Taiwo, please call the following numbers: 081-33-933-044 or 081-170-578-29, or visit our church headquarters, Eya Fire Ministries Incorporated, number 27 Oyegbonwa Street, off Second Power Line, off Upper Ekenwa Road, Ugbi Oko Quarters, Benin City.